We will now chant our beautiful mantra together. May he protect us both, teacher and pupil. May we work jointly with great energy to find the true meaning of the scriptures. May our studies be vigorous and effective. May we never quarrel with each other. Let there be peace and peace and peace in us, in our environment and in the forces that act on us. Om Sahana Vavato. I think we can all feel really the power of an ancient tradition descending upon us as we chant this mantra, which is chanted in such situations where spiritual knowledge is delivered and received. Today we will hear a little bit about Krishna personally from the work Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, The Nectar of Devotion. This direct hearing about Lord Krishna is recommended in our tradition, and it is said that when there is an assembly of devotees who speak and hear about Krishna, then Krishna becomes personally attracted to appear amongst those devotees. To illustrate the power of hearing about Krishna directly, the Puranas narrate the story of a great thief. He once came to an assembly of Vaishnavas and looked what was going on, almost like Nakshatri is now looking at us. He is not yet 100% determined if he should participate or not. But the difference is he is already a great devotee, yes. So as this thief was listening to the lecture, he heard that when a devotee offers a flower to Lord Krishna, he is liberated from all troubles of life. And he heard it and thought, well, I don't believe it, but it's certainly some good religious sentiment. That day he wanted to steal in a big town. It was monsoon. As he approached the town, the river who flew just next to the town broke. So the thief was flooded by flood water. Now I'm drowning. Let me try if this works, what I heard. On his way to the town, he had picked a flower which he wanted to give to some prostitute in the town. But now he was drowning. So he took the flower, and while he was drowning, he said, Om Namo Narayanaya, and then drowned. The Yamadutas came immediately to catch him. And when they brought him before Yamaraj, Yamaraj asked, well, you have done so many bad things, but here is one good thing. You have offered a flower to Narayan. For this you can go one day to the heavenly planets. But for your many sins you have to suffer in hell. Which one would you do like to have first, hell or heaven? He was a thief. That means quite intelligent. I choose heaven first. He was immediately transferred to heaven and stayed in a flower garden just before the gates of this Amaravati, that is the capital town of Indra. A little later, the demigods were informed that something unusual happened in the garden before the town. There was a person who looked like a thief who was taking flowers, throwing them in the air and chanting Om Namo Narayanaya since a few hours already. Yes, a batsati in the air. Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, like this, yes. So, they came. What are you doing, gentlemen? There's no problem, the flowers will grow again, we are in the heavenly planets, but what is in your mind? I have one day, said the thief, to end all my troubles. Please don't disturb me. After the day ended, he was informed he had to go now down to the Yamaloka. But he said, I'm not coming. I have offered so many flowers to Narayan. At that time, a Viman arrived and carried that fortunate and intelligent thief back to Godhead. Hearing about Krishna has great potencies, my dear devotees. Fill your ears up with the unusual discussions of our wonderful Lord. I will now read to you or discuss to you the 17th quality of Lord Krishna, which is called Kritagya, or he is very grateful.
Sada bih samo želio govoriti o Krishna i 17. odlici, koja se naziva Kritagya, što znači da je on vrlo zahvalan.
Rupa Goswami gives a definition of gratefulness. He says, he who is mindful of services rendered is grateful.
I Srila Rupa Goswami nam daje objašnjenje što znači riječ zahvala. On kaže, zahvalna je ona osoba koja je vrlo pažljiva prema tome, prema službama koje su za nju učinjene.
And Srila Prabhupada illustrates that any person who is conscious of his friend's beneficent activities and never forgets his service is called grateful.
Srila Prabhupada kaže da se zahvalno naziva ona osoba koja zamjećuje dobre stvari koje su učinili njegovi prijatelji i koje ih nikad ne zaboravaju.
I remember Srila Prabhupada also had this quality. He would not forget even the smallest service which was rendered to him.
Sjećam se da je istu odliku pokazivao i Srila Prabhupada. One nikad ne bi zaboravili najmanju službu koju bi osoba napravila za njega.
Once he wrote Professor Howard Wheeler, Hayagriva Prabhu, I can never forget how you first came and you were whistling in your trumpet during the kirtan.
Jednom je napisao Hayagriva Prabhu, ne mogu nikad zaboraviti kako si prvi put došao među nas i svirao svoju trubu.
Please notice the word whistling in your trumpet. Whistling means like this, so yes, so Prabhupada would never forget this service that this devotee had helped to make the kirtan nice and lively. Krishna recognizes you. He recognizes even the smallest service which you have done. And he never forgets. And Rupa Goswami gives examples. His first example comes from the Mahabharata, where Krishna, many, many years after the troubled times of the Pandavas, remembers one particular incident in the life of Draupadi.
Srila Rupa Goswami navodi primjer iz Mahabharata, u kojem se Krishna mnogo, mnogo godina nakon što su nevolje Pandava minule, sjeća jednog specifičnog događaja povezanog s Draupadi.
Do you still remember that incident where the best of chaste women was threatened to be stripped naked in the public assembly? Do you remember this?
Sjećate li se i vi tog događaja kada je najbolja među čestitim ženama došla u opasnost da je do gola svuku na javnom skupu?
Krishna always remembered this.
Krishna se uvijek toga sjeća.
Krishna kaže, when I was away from Draupadi, she cried with the words, "Hey Govinda!"
Krishna kaže, kada sam bio daleko od Draupadi, ona mi se obratila riječima, "Hey Govinda!"
Please let us call with these words also.
Zazovimo i mi istim riječima.
Hey Govinda! This was very soft, as she had a much more intense vibration, and she was also raising her hands in the air. So please do it. Hey, Govinda! Dobro. Krishna says, this call for me has put me in her debt.
Krishna kaže, taj zaziv meni pomoć učinio me njezinim dušom.
And that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart.
I u mom srcu to se taj osjećaj dužništva sve se više i više povećava.
I mean, Krishna just feel, it's not that this is a past, a thing of the past for him. He always feels, oh, she called so nicely after me.
Tako da moramo vidjeti kako Krishna to ne smatra nečim što je ostalo prošlosti, već se uvijek sjeća kako ga ona jednom zazvala.
Prabhupada comments that this statement by Krishna gives evidence of how one can please the Supreme Lord simply by addressing him, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda.
I Srila Prabhupada govori da ovaj primjer pokazuje kako osoba može zadovoljiti Krishnu samo ako ga zazove riječima Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda.
Yes. So we will say also now, this is our chance, Hey Krishna and Hey Govinda.
Ako ćemo sada i mi izgovoriti iste riječi Hey Krishna i Hey Govinda.
Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda. This is very impressive. Krishna will never forget this.
Krishna vam to nikad neće zaboraviti.
Of course, some of you have done it for fun, but because we are from Croatia, and if you do it really intensely, wah, Krishna is keeping this in the heart.
Naravno, neki od vas su to učinili zabavno, jer smo mi iz Hrvatske. Međutim, to je ipak bilo vrlo intenzivno i Krishna to nikad neće zaboraviti.
So, just imagine now how grateful Krishna is to the devotees who simply chant their rounds every day.
Zamislite sada koliko je Krishna samo zahvalan bhaktama koji svakoga dana
Srila Prabhupada says about such devotees that it is impossible for the Lord to ever forget such a devotee. In other words, the Lord remains obliged to each devotee who just chants His holy names on a daily basis.
Drugim riječima, Krishna osjeća da je dužan svim bhaktama koji do svakoga dana mantraju njegovo sveto ime.
Please think about this as you chant your japa.
Molim vas, razmišljajte o tome dok mantrate na svoje japi.
You are conquering Krishna's heart.
Vi osvajate Krishnino srce.
Now there is another example which Srila Rupa Goswami gives, which refers to conquering Krishna's heart, not by chanting, but by doing an active service with the bodily limbs.
Postoji još jedan način osvajanja Krishnog srca, koji Srila Rupa Goswami navodi uz mantranje, a to je služenje svim udovima našeg tijela.
He actually gives the example of Jambavan.
On daje, navodi primjer Jambavana.
Jambavan, in a previous incarnation of Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna was present as Ramachandra, that is millions of years before his Krishna incarnation, served Lord Ramachandra as a legionnaire, as a warrior in his battle against Ravan.
Jambavan je ranije, dakle, tijekom inkarnacije gospodina Ramachandra, milijunima godina prije nego što se gospodin pojavio u svom obliku Krišne, služio Ramachandru kao legionar, kao njegov vojnik,
and in the service of Ramachandra, he had really undertaken great troubles. Jambavan was also in the search party who went out to look for Mother Sita.
Jambavan je također bio dijelom skupine organizirane da pronađu majku Situ.
Somehow he had a blessing that he would almost live eternally.
I na neki način imao blagoslov
And therefore he was still around actually when Lord Krishna appeared millions of years later as Krishna and stayed in Dvaraka. He, Jambavan, actually had lived in the forest as a huge a mixture between a bear and a monkey. I think today we would say almost like a yeti.
Jambavan je prebolavio u šumi u obliku koji je nalikovao na neku mješavinu između medvjeda I majmuna. Danas bismo ga gotovo nazvali yetijem.
Yetijem, yes. He was constantly aware of Lord Rama.
On je neprestano bio svjestan gospodina Rama.
And had a beautiful daughter called Jambavati. Now he also had a little son who needed toys. And once he saw someone coming through a lion who had a very wonderful jewel, the Syamantaka jewel, and Jambavan just jumped on the lion, killed him and took the jewel for his son as a toy.
Koji je imao prekrasan dragulj Sjamantaku, on na to je Jambavan skočio na lova, rastrgao ga I uzeo dragulj kako bi se njegov sin igrao.
Now there is a long story behind this Sjamantaka jewel, and if I would tell you, it would take one day minimum for me to tell the story.
Priča koja leži u pozadini.
But it is enough to say here that Lord Krishna wanted that jewel. And in his Krishna incarnation, he went through that forest, he saw the tunnel to Jambavan's palace, he went through the tunnel and saw this jewel was in the hands of Jambavan's little son, you know, little yeti son.
U svojoj inkarnaciji kao Krishna otišao je kroz šumu, došao je do prolaza, do pećine koja je vodila prema Jambavanovoj palači I ušao je, tu te je naišao na Jambavanovog sina, malog jetija koji se igrao s draguljem.
And Lord Krishna said, please, give me the jewel. But the nurse of Jambavan, of the son, saw this and she was highly disturbed. She went to Jambavan and said, someone who looks like a human being has entered our palace, your majesty, and is now trying to take that toy jewel away from your sine.
Međutim, dadilja Jambavanovog sina bila je vrlo uznemirena time što je vidjela, te je prišla Jambavan I rekla, vaše veličanstvo, osoba koja nalikuje ljudskom biću ušla u našu palaču I sad od vašeg sina pokušava uzeti njegovu igračku, dragu.
Jambavan said, no problem for me.
Jambavan je rekao, to nije nikakav problem za mene.
Tell my servant to bring my club. And he went to Lord Krishna, said, give me the jewel for my son. Anyone who had just seen the face of Jambavan, so serious, so millions of years old, so huge, a mixture between monkey and bear, grizzly bear, and would have let me please take it. But Krishna said, no, it is my jewel.
Tko god rekao vidio lice Jambavanovo lice koje je bilo tako ozbiljno stavljeno milijunima godina I mješavina između grizlija I majmuna, odmah bi se uplašio, vratio bi mu dragulj I rekao, dobro, idem ja sad. Rekao, ne, to je moj dragulj.
For 22 days they fought.
Oni su se borili 22 dana.
First with clubs.
Prvo su se borili topuzima.
Then with trees.
Potom stablima.
Then with hands.
Potom rukama.
And Krishna was dancing. He had beautiful sweat drops like pearls on his head and looked extremely beautiful.
Krishna je plesao, na čelu su mu počivale kapi znoja na lepisterima i on je jako izgledao prekrasno, uživao.
He was smiling. I'm fighting with my dear devotee. How nice!
On se smihivao. Borim se sa svojim dragim baktom. Kako prekrasno.
He doesn't even recognize me. After 22 days, Jambavan thought, this is not a human being. And at that time he saw how the beautiful blue face of the Lord, decorated with pearls of sweat, was transforming into a green color face of his Lord Ramachandra.
I u tom trenutku Jambavan je pogledao predivno lice gospodina Krišne ukrašeno biserima znoja i vidio kako se ono preobražava u prekrasno zelenkasto lice njegovog gospodina Ramachandra.
Moj gospodin Ramachandra postojanje. Obeisances, yes, he said. Postovanje, yes. Postovanje! He said like this. And he fell down and washed the lotus feet of the Lord with his beer tears.
I odavši poštovanje svom gospodinu Ramachandri, Jambavan je pao pred njegova stopala i opalo ih svojim medvjeđim suzama.
And Krishna didn't take the fight at all personal. He said, I'm so grateful to you, Jambavan. I can never forget how you searched for my dear Sita. And how can I forget how you fought the demon's army?
I kako bih ikad mogao zaboraviti način na koji si se borio sa vojskom demona.
My dear devotees, please note, these are millions of years have passed.
Dragi moji bhakte, znajte da su tu prošli milijuni godina.
Similarly, Krishna will never forget each one of your services.
Slično tome, Krishna nikad neće zaboraviti niti jednu vašu službu.
He will remember that day when you took that pula smokve and you offered it with love to his picture.
On će se sjetiti dana kad ste ubrali smokve u puli i s ljubavlju ih ponudili njegovoj slici.
Even small things he remembers, how you went on Shankirtan. He is very grateful. A little while ago, I have written in the email to a few devotees what Krishna actually says to the devotee who returns back home, back to Godhead.
E-mailom sam napisao nekolicini bhakta što Krishna kaže svojim bhaktama kad mu se vrate kući.
Please listen to these words.
Molim vas, poslušajte ove riječi.
Most probably you will also hopefully hear them one day from the lotus lips of the Lord as a tear of affection glides out of his eye.
Vjerojatno ćete i nadam se da hoćete jednog dana i vi čuti ove riječi dok se gospodina smijehuje, a suza zahvalnosti mu teče niz lice.
This is what Krishna says to the soul who returns.
Ovo su riječi koje Krishna izgovara duši koja se vraća.
O best of my devotees,
o najbolji među mojim bhaktama,
many births you have served me.
Ti si me služio tijekom mnogih rođenja.
You have endured the miseries of cold, of wind, of hunger, thirst and pain.
Ti si trpio hladnoću, bol, glad.
You have tolerated the contempt of others who called you a fool for becoming a bhakta.
i podnosio si prezir drugih zato što si postao bhakta.
In payment for all your sacrifices, I cannot give you anything.
Ne mogu ti ništa dati čime bih naplatio tvoje žrtve.
I have now become your debtor.
Sad sam postao tvoj dužnik.
Udi, tambura. What can I give for you?
Što bi ti mogao dati?
I have now been conquered by you.
Ti si me sad osvojio.
I live for you and dance for you.
Ja živim zbog radi tebe i plešem radi tebe.
Now when the devotee hears Lord Krishna saying this to him, he says, nishta, nishta. It is not that I have been merciful to you, you have been merciful to me. While I was suffering in the infinite miseries of material life, you have glanced mercifully upon me.
Dok sam ispaštao u bezgraničnim bjedama materijalnog postojanja, ti si bacio svoj milostivi pogled na mene.
In this way, you have saved me from the crocodiles of miseries.
I na taj si me način spasio od krokodila bjeda.
But the devotee praises Krishna, but he has one problem. In the past, I compared you to a golden mountain. A golden mountain of mercy. But this was a nonsense comparison because you are so much more beautiful. Odi. So this is a little. This was from Madhurya Kadambini. It was a little description on the Lord's. I'm getting lost here. Yes, a quality of being grateful. May I ask you a question? Are you sometimes feeling gratitude towards Krishna? Are you sometimes thinking that, oh, Krishna has been so merciful to me? Or do you often lament, oh, why has God not given this to me or that to me? Yes. I want to encourage Panikajangri, please give us the pleasure of your please turn around and see a real Vaishnav. Our Panikajangri has come. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. This is the perfection of the eyes to see a Vaishnava, even if he is half hidden by the curtain. I think you all know Pankajangri Prabhu is one of the transcendental brothers in Shida Mayapur, and we will give this evening a wonderful presentation. Sometimes after the evening artik. He is a dear servant of Sri Sri Radha Madhava and the Pancha Tattva, and he will tell us about the Panchatattva installation from the perspective of someone who was there when Mahaprabhu manifested his lotus feet on this earth.
On će nam, mi je vrlo dragi sluga Sri Sri Radha Madhave i Panchatattva, te će nam ispričati ponešto o ustoličenju Panča Tatvara u Majapuru iz perspektive osobe koja je bila osobno tamo kada su se pojavila lotosova stopala gospodina.
Yes, and he will also show us a breathtaking movie of this installation.
I također će nam prikazati i film tog ustoličenja koji će vam oduzeti dah.
Yes, so Hare Krishna, we will continue and after I will then come to the question and answer period. Yes. My point is, are you grateful to Krishna? Do you know that Queen Kunti says the a person's greatness can be measured by the degree of gratefulness which his heart is able to feel?
Znate li da je kraljica Kunti rekla kako se veličina osobe meri prema tome koliko zahvalnosti stane u njezino srce?
Really, a great person can really be grateful. But a very small person always laments. Let us think for what we can be grateful to Krishna. Could you please raise your hands if you have an idea? For what are you personally grateful to Krishna? Let us think for a moment. We want only real answers. You cannot say something which you are not grateful for. No theory. Practice. I might test you. Okay, Mataji, yes. Chashti Bhaktama. I'm grateful that I have the chance to associate with pure devotees. With his dear devotees, oh sorry. I'm grateful to Lord Krishna for having the chance to associate with his dear devotees. Maybe, Rudy, you can give this microphone, then we can hear it very clearly. And who is an extremely quick microphone carrier? Yes. Okay. I'm very, very interested to hear from you. Yes, there are some Matajis. I see Almina, his hands, that was almost the first devotee. If you are able to say it in English and in Croatian, that is very good. Then you come to Krishna. So Krishna sent, you're grateful for Krishna for having sent you pain so that you have the fire under your zari and run to Krishna. Please try to be as brief as possible. There are millions of answers. I would like to now, because I want to really take questions, I would like to conclude this session. Please, sometimes in your life, make this gratefulness exercise. Search your heart for your treasures. For what are you grateful? Gratefulness will bring you to appreciation, and appreciation will one day bring you to love.
Možda jeste do toga da cijenite, a kada razvijete
I personally also feel that it's very good to remember the services of devotees, which devotees have done in the movement for Krishna consciousness, even though they may not be so active at the present moment.
Jedna stvar koju ja smatram da je vrlo bitna jeste da se uvijek sjećamo različitih službi koje su u ovom pokretu napravili različiti bhakti, čak i ako oni u ovom trenutku nisu previše angažirani.
Isn't it remarkable that Krishna remembers even things which lie very, very much back in the past, maybe even millions of years back? I think in our association we should also learn to appreciate devotees who have done service to Krishna, knowing well that Krishna will never forget them. I want to thank you very much for listening to this quality of Krishna, gratefulness. I didn't have time to go through this verse, but tomorrow we will start with a verse on death. There's a very intense day tomorrow. Be ready. I want to see now if there are some questions which have accumulated already. And I will give my best to try to answer these questions of yours. Sometimes you have to rub the hands, close the eyes, then when you open the eyes again, oh no question. Here is our devotee, yes. Your good name, please. Nanda Suto? Nanda Suno. Yes, Hare Krishna Nanda Suno.
This morning you mentioned about the Guru giving instructions and how when they were with you, she's accepted her name as a spiritual master and took instruction. I was just wondering if we see that we can help the devotee, if we think that there's some way that we can help them, what is our position on giving other devotees instructions that they haven't asked for? Is it just like Guru's instruction? Or
what's about our instruction? Are you able to speak in Croatian? Or no. From where are you, Prabhu? England itself. Welcome. So our translator had a momentary vacation and the question, as far as I understood, is you spoke about the guru giving instruction to a disciple. Is it what's about a devotee giving instructions to another devotee, thinking that he can really help this devotee, but the devotee has not asked him for instructions. Correct? Good.
Dakle, pitanje se odnosilo na jutrošnje predavanje, na kojem je bilo rečeno kako guru daje upute učeniku, i onda je zapravo pitanje što je s tim da mi dajemo upute, dakle da jedan
You will be surprised that in the Hari Bhakti Vilas it is stated that even the guru waits for the submissive period of his disciple.
Začudit ćete se da u Hari Bhakti Vilasa piše kako čak i guru čeka to razdoblje kada će učenik poslati pokoran.
An unsubmissive disciple cannot be instructed in the spiritual science of Krishna consciousness.
Učenika koji nije pokoran nije moguće uputiti u znanje
So when we are in a situation where we feel there is a devotee who would really profit from an advice, we have to see if he is really in the phase of his life where he wants to hear guidance.
Dakle, ako smatramo da neki bhakta nalazi u položaju u kojem bi mogao imati puno koristi od našeg savjeta, onda također trebamo vidjeti nalazi li se on u situaciji da taj savjet može prihvatiti.
Sometimes we have to wait for that moment to arise.
I ponekad moramo čekati da se ukaže prikladno vrijeme na to.
Only when a person is ready can spiritual instructions benefit him or her. I very much remember a very loving and even tearful scene between Srila Prabhupada and an unsubmissive disciple. This was in the beginning of our movement, and there was a person whom Prabhupada wanted to make a devotee. So one day he came to this person and said, "Please take this devotee." Like this. Meaning, please surrender. The person was frightened. Oh, Prabhupada, I'm not yet ready. Prabhupada had a tear in his eyes. He said, "For the last 700 births, I'm trying to make you a devotee." Now we may laugh, but it is actually, is it something to laugh about? It is something to be sad about. I feel Prabhupada stands like this before me. And my answer is not always very encouraging. Your actions and your heart speak louder than your words. But when you see that the devotee begins to melt a little, then you can go to him and seek his confidence. And you can tell him a story. Maybe it is the story of your life. Maybe it is a story from a shastra. And stories have it in it that they have deep spiritual instructions, but they circumnavigate the false ego of the listener. Now I'm telling you actually one of a very hidden secret of preaching. Everyone like, "Oh, story." Okay. Stories have human interest. Please tell me the story. And you can make the most intense point with a story, and the person will not object.
можете сказати про притчу, а да се особа не најмање не погоди.
The whole Brihat Bhagavatamrita is the story of Swarup Damodara, not Swarup Damodara, Swarup, who used to be known as Gop Kumar, to this one Brahmana who was a little foolish and, Jana Sharma.
Цела Брихат Бхагаватамрита управо написана у облику приче коју некадашни Гоп Кумар прича једном будаластом брамани Джана Шарма.
Once upon a time, the most interesting event happened.
Доволио се једни најзанимљивих догађаја.
Oh yes, please tell me. And then you capture your audience. So you can say, I had a similar situation, as you maybe. And then in this way, you must wait a little bit for the person to be submissive. Otherwise, he will not respect you. And he will even think you are offending him if you preach to him. Thank you very much. There was another question. Our Bhakti Grantaji. Do you all know Bhakti Granta Prabhu? Bhakti Granta Prabhu is my example of enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. he will feel very embarrassed. Yes, Bhakti Granta Kaje Ritsi.
About actually in short version, how to develop that sense of gratefulness. From my point of view, I'm very amazed sometimes when I see advanced devotees, how they are showing their gratefulness even for the small service, for small attention, for small attempt to do something for them. And I can see how among my friends and also in my life, for us it's very difficult to always be obviously grateful and thankful to others. Because instead of gratefulness, sometimes we can see that enviousness or jealousness appear in our heart. And I would like to ask you, how is it happened that devotee, as you said, start to feel that that his heart starts to melt and he starts to feel thankfulness and gratefulness. Is it just enough that we are regularly practicing our daily sadhana and following the process? Or is there some advice you can give to us how to put conscious effort to develop this?
Mm-hmm. Can you please speak in the local language?
Pitao sam Anaraža, da li može da nam kaže kako da razvijem ukratko rečeno tu osobinu zahvalnosti, zato što kad posmatramo recimo napredne vajšane kako oni deluju, vidimo da su tako zahvalni čak i za neku malu službu koju uradimo, čak i za neki mali napor da uradimo nešto i oni to primete. A s druge strane vidim i sam za sebe kad smo s mojim drugarima tako bakano, kako je teško da mi na našem nivou razvijamo tu osobinu zahvalnosti. Čak s druge strane vidimo da se javi čak i neka ljubomora, neka zavist i druge bakne koji su ugrožavani prema nama. I onda sam pitao Maharaja kako da se izborimo sa time. Da li je dovoljno da regularno praktikujemo našu dnevnu sadhanu i da sledimo proces, ili postoje neki savjeti koje bi nam on dao vezi toga?
Prabhupada once had said, first you have to become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious.
Srila Prabhupada je jednom rekao, prvo morate postati svjesni, da biste kasnije postali svjesni Krishna.
I believe gratefulness comes when a devotee moves a little back and really from a little distance observes his life.
Smatram da zahvalnost dolazi onda kada se bhakta napravi jedan određeni odmak i iz daljine promatra svoj život.
When we are so much in our life, we see mostly the things which emotionally upset us.
Kada smo usred svoga života, obično zamjećujemo stvari koje nas emocionalno uznemiravaju.
We see not the wonderful things.
Ne vidimo predivne stvari.
Today, for instance, I was talking to a devotee and I was telling him, yes, 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 and he understood no, 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 no.
Danas sam primjerice razgovarao s jednim baktom I rekao sam mu da, 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 ali on je čuo ne, ne, ne.
This devotee had requested something from me, which I was willing to give to the devotee.
Taj je bakta zatražio nešto od mene što sam ja bio voljen dati mu.
And I said, yes.
I rekao sam da.
But the devotee thought, he will never say yes.
Ali bakta je mislio, on nikad neće reći da.
And when I said yes, but the devotee understood no, and I was, oh, this is an interesting communication.
I kad sam ja rekao da, taj bakta je shvatio da sam rekao ne.
I was reminded of the German person who needs a hammer and knows his neighbor has a hammer. He has unfortunately never spoken with his neighbor, and he thinks that he will never give me the hammer. But still, he desperately needs the hammer, and he finally goes the 50 meters to his neighbor's house. His neighbor sees, my neighbor is coming to me. I'm prepared to give him the whole world. If he wants to have my house, today I will give him my house. Finally, he sees the person who has come to ask him for a hammer knocking at the door, and he very joyfully goes to the door. But his neighbor screams into his face, "Then keep your foolish hammer for yourself!" So we are often like this. We live in our mental world. And we even think it's real. Poor us. We are totally an illusion. So sometimes we need to step out of the our world, Bhakti Granthaji, and look at our lives from an objective perspective. And we will think it's really quite nice. Krishna gave me a spiritual life. He awakened me from the death. Although foolish me, I'm sometimes pretending to be half dead still. He gave me the holy name, my Diksha mantras. He gave me Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. The knowledge how to please and obtain him. Most probably, every one of us has already all the information he or she needs to go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna has given us the key to leave Durga, that is the fortress of the material energy.
Krishna nam je dao ključ pomoću kojeg možemo izaći iz Durge, iz tvrđave materijalnog postojanja.
So, but if we are in our own world, we say, oh, I have toothaches today.
Ali ako se nalazimo u svom svijetu, onda mislimo, oh, danas me muči zubobolja.
And I got four figs, but one of the four figs was rotten.
I išao sam na 4 popravka zubi, ali jedan još uvijek. Dobio sam 4 smokve, ali jedna smokva je bila zapravo pokvarena.
We concentrate on the little things which are not all right.
Mislim se razočavamo na one male stvari koje ne valjaju.
Harik, how long do you want to continue to live like this, Prabhuji's and Mataji's? Hare Krishna. This is an intense question. I have looked at the wristwatch. I must honestly admit to you, I'm running out of steam now. It's 5 minutes to seven. And we should have a little pause before we go into the Aratik. I thank you very, very much. And I would be very, very glad if you could come for tomorrow's lesson, which is quite important for you. Don't forget the two announcements, Krishna Sangati, meetings with Krishna, and Gangamayi. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaurani Thai ki, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, all the Vaishnavas ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.